Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It's a big schus to be learning together. B'siyata d'shmaya. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash. Ein lo la kadosh baruch hu ba'olam ala harba hamas shal halacha bilvad. We're zeicha, mirtz Hashem, to be oisek in the harba hamas of halacha, which is the substitute, the best substitute we have for the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be learning talk about Kedushas Makom HaMikdash ve'ha'aretz bizman hazeh. And it should be a schus for Gil Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel and Simcha Ben Necha Gittel and Chana Liba Bas Necha Gittel and Adina Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gittel, Rav Gil Amir Ben Penina, Rav Ram Shraga Ben Malka Esther, Rav Eliezer Ze'ev Ben Dvora, Rav Ari Ben Dvora, Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yedeyem. This year is based on the Anashir of Hagon, Rav Ariyav Ozer Shlita. The Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the famous Rambam parak pasuk halacha tesvav to zayin, makrivin afal pisha ain bayis bane. We bring karbanos even though the Beis HaMikdash is not built. We're still allowed to bring karbanos. Ve'ochim kotche kotchim b'chol ha'azara. We're allowed to eat holy sacrificial meat and all of the azara afal pisha hichareva, even though she is destroyed. Ve'ochim kotchim kalam u'maiser sheni b'chol Yerushalayim, and we eat kotchim kalam and maiser sheni in all of Yerushalayim. Afal pisha ein sham chomos, even though there are no walls there. Shekidusha rishona shekidei Shlomo kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asid lava, that the kedusha of Shlomo that he made is l'shaita for that time and forever. Shelo kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael, unlike the kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, l'nyin shvius u'maisris. Shekedusha rishona shekidei Yeshua loy kitcha l'asid lava l'fi shekedusha samikdash v'Yerushalayim mipnei hashchina v'shchina. Because this is not like the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Israel with respect to Shvius and Maisris, because Kedusha Rishona that Yehoshua was Mekadesh was not La'asid Lavo, because Kedusha Samikdash in Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina, and the Shechina is never B'teila. So the rest of Eretz Israel, the Kedusha is Batal, but in Yerushalayim and in the Beis HaMikdash, Makom HaMikdash, it's not Batal because that's Alt Shechina. The Ravid is Cholek, and he writes that Kedusha Samikdash for Yerushalayim is B'teila Achar HaChorban, and not only that, even according to the Tanoim, who hold that Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Asid Lavo, that's Dafka B'Shar Eretz Israel. But Yerushalayim and the Mikdash not, because Ezra was only Mekadesh them L'shaita. And therefore, if somebody goes into the Mikdash now, even though we're Tmei Mesim, nevertheless, Ein Bo Kares. There's no Kares, because the Kedusha of Makom HaMikdash was Batal. This is the Akanta Machloikas between Rambam and the Ravid. It emerges then that according to both the Rambam and the Ravid, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas HaMikdash are not dependent one on the other, like Tosis explains, Zvachim Samach Aleph Shuas Tezayin Ve'od, that it could be that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not Betela and Kedushas HaMikdash is Betela, and that's das, like the Das of the Ravid, that even according to those Tanaim and Amoraim, the Kedusha Shnei in the time of Ezra of Eretz Yisrael, that they're Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, is not Batal, but Kedusha Samikdash is B'teila. For the Rambam, it's Fakert, that even though Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael, Shebimei Yoshua, was Batal, Kedusha Batal HaKibush, after they lost out on the Kibush, it was recaptured by the Goyim, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Batal, but Kedusha Samikdash, lo Batla, Kedusha Samikdash wasn't Batal, and that's why Ezra did that. Then the reason Ezra did Kesedar HaKidush, he did it L'Zikaron. But it wasn't a Miskadesh B'maisav, as we read about in the Navi. There was no Melech, there was no Urim V'tumim. It was already Miskadesh B'Kedusha Rishona Shekidesh Shlomo Hazara V'Yerushalayim L'Shaiten U'L'Asid Lavo, as the Rambam writes there in Halacha Yudal Adas HaRambam, that Kedusha Shnia, that Ezra's Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, wasn't Betela, and it emerges that Ladas HaRambam, both Kedushas still exist. Kedushas Yerushalayim in the Mikdash Mikoach Kedusha Shekidei Shlomo, for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Mikoach Kedusha Shnia, that Ezra was Mekadesh. Lehalacha, the Magen Avram, Tavkuf Samach Aleph, was Makayim Divrei HaRambam, that Kedushas HaMikdash lo Betela Leolam. And so holds Tosfos, Sefer Trumas, and Aguda, Likutei Halachos of the Chofetz Chaim in Zvachim, Perek Hashochet V'Amala, on page 231. He brings from a number of Rishonim like this, like the Rambam's Shita, that Kedushas HaMikdash Lo Batel Olam, Das HaRavid is a Dea Yichidait. Look also in the Tshuvas Binyan Sion in the first Simanim, and also in Moreno Hagoyin, Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, in the Mishpat Kohen, in Simon Tzadi Vav. And therefore, if somebody goes in now to the Makom HaMikdash, who Omed Be'onish Karet, like the Rambam, and now like the Ravid we said is a Das Yachid, and therefore there is kares, like Reb David Karliner, the great Goyen, Reb David Karliner was Marech B'Kuntres Drishas Tzion V'Yushalayim, to Aser, the Knisa, the Harabayis, Mishum Safek, Iser Kares. Recently a certain Prime Minister was Matir, the Chavrei Knesset, he removed the Iser of Chavrei Knesset from going up to the Har. Apparently he didn't know that the Ravid is only a Das Yachid. Okay, he's busy with other things, he can't know everything. It's Meduyuk in the Ravid, Hanichnas Shamata Eino Bakares, but nevertheless, there's still an Isser Daraisa, just as no Anish Kares. However, the Meiri and Shvuas Tezayin was Mitzade Dal Pi Ravid, She'ein Isul Knisa LeMakom HaMikdash. There's not even an Isser. It's not clear if he's learning Pshat in the Ravid like that, or it's his own Shita. And with that, he explained the minig of those who go there, even Bizman Hazeh, because there is Soimech Al Das HaRavid to Milamit Zchus, and those who go up to the Har today, even though it's against Rov Kachol Gedola Yisrael, they hold that they know where Har Habayis actually starts, where the Kedusha starts. The Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash starts. And therefore, they are, that's their claim, and they go to Mikvah beforehand. But again, Rov Kachol Gedola Yisrael answered it, so, I personally, of course, don't go up. And I encourage others not to also, if I can. We will continue. But Diktuk Lashon HaRavid, in fact, is Meiresh Yesh Isser B'Dover, because the Ravid says that if you're Nichnas now, there's no kares, so it's mashma, but there isn't isur daraisa. But we have to understand, in batla kedushas hamikdash, how can we aser knisa l'tmeim? If it's not batla, we understand why tmeim aren't allowed to go up. But if it is batla, then how are Tmeim allowed to go in there? Allowed to go to the Makom HaMikdash? We're all Tmei Meis. So, if there's still Kedusha, then we're not allowed to go up there. But if there's no Kedusha, then how can you answer it? There's no Kedusha. So we have to understand the Ravid Mimonavshach. If he holds that there's no Kedusha, then why does he answer it? And if he holds that there is Kedusha, then why does he take away? But he doesn't hold that way. But he wants to find the middle ground, apparently, and say that there's no Karis, but there is an Issa Daraisa. How can you answer it Daraisa if there's no more Kedusha there? Rambam writes, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, that even though the Mikdash Hayom Chorev Bavonosenu, Chayev Adam Bimoro, Kamosha Hayanoigbo, Bivinyano. Even though the Mikdash was destroyed in our Avonos, a person has to have Mora Mikdash, just like he was Noeg Mora Mikdash when the base of Mikdash was still Geboit, when it was still built. Lo Yikanes El Amokum Shemutel Yikanes L'Sham, you're only allowed to go up to the place that you're allowed to go to. So, there is going to be more Mikdash. You're only allowed to go where you're allowed to go. The person is not allowed to sit in the Azara, even if he could remove his Tumas Mace. He's not allowed to sit in the Azara, he's not allowed to be Mekel Rosh. Opposite it, it says it's Shapsosai Tishmor, Mikdashi Tiro. Just like Shemir Shabbos is Lo'olam, so Tumor Mikdash is Lo'olam. And even though it's destroyed, it still has its Kedusha. So Pshat Divrei Rambam is teaching us that he's Lishitaso, that since Kedushas HaMikdash is Kayem is Gam B'Chorbano, therefore the Chiyuv of Moram Mikdash is also Le'olam. And there are those who say that Ladas HaRaivid, that Kedushas HaMikdash Batla B'Chorbano, there's no mitzvah of Moram Mikdash Bimkom HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh Al Kopanim Lo Midoy Raisa. That's the Kiryas Sefer in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Zayin, and so learn the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Nun Dalet. However, Mistimas Divrei HaRaivit, that he wasn't Masig on the Rambam, maybe we can learn that he doesn't argue with the Rambam, and he also holds there's a din of Moirim Mikdash Bizman HaZeh, even though it's not Mukhruch, because we find certain places that the Raivit doesn't argue with the Rambam, even though he doesn't agree with the Rambam. Nevertheless, Pashta de Milsa is that Shtikasoi Moire Al Hoida Oso, and Mimela, since his Shtika is Mora on his Hoda, since his Shtika is Mora on his Hoda, Lechora, the Ravid is maskim that there is a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, even Bizman Hazeh. And the Gemara darshins from a hekesh of Mikdash to Shabbos of Moira Mikdash, and we'd rather not be mamed this Joshua only according to the Mandi Amar that Kitcha Shaita Lasid Lava. Even if you hold it's not Kitcha Lasid Lava, we can make the Joshua according to everybody, even according to the Mandi Amar. Lo Kitcha Lasid Lava, as we're going to explain. There's a Machlokestin Rashi, Zvochim Kufiotes, and Tosvis, and of Samech. Megillah Daf Yud, Yevamos Pei Beis, Erev Chaim Kohen. If what we learn in Yevamos Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, that Mishebo LiYerushalayim Nesu HaBamos, that when they came to Yerushalayim, the Bamos were Asered, and no longer was there a Heter to build a Bama, to build their own private altar. And this is only, there's a Machlokes, if this is only leman diomer kitchari kedusha rishona kitchel shaitu lasid lavo, but according to the man diomer lo kitchel lasid lavo, bamos are mutaros, just like they were mutar after Shiloh was destroyed, because the kedusha was betela min hamakom hahu. That's the opinion of Rashi, that after the destruction of Yerushalayim, they are allowed to build bamos, or no? In any event, like Tosis holds, Bamos Asuros Lacha Shabo Li Yerushalayim. And the explanation of the reason of this Shita, we can say, based on the Briska Rav in a letter at the end of his Sefer on the Rambam and Daf Pei Aleph, that there are two inyanim in the Mikdash. There's Bechiras HaMakom and there's Kedushas HaMakom. And he showed al Pia Rambam Ve'od that David HaMelech, when he bought from Arnon HaYavusi, he bought the Goren from Arnon HaYavusi al pi hanavi, and he built the Mizbeach there, and he said Zehu Beis Hashem Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Chav Beis. Look in the Rambam in Beis HaBechira Aleph Gimel, there was a din Bechira al Hamakom Hazeh Le'olam, and from that time on Ne'asar Livnot Bayit Lashem B'chol Makom Acher. From this time on, after the Bechira of Yerushalayim, of this Makom, you're now allowed to build a Bayis Lashem anywhere else besides in Yerushalayim and Mount Moriah, Hara Moriah. However, Kedushas HaMakom was made Al Yedei Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Bayis and the Azara. So we have Bechiras HaMakom, which is by David HaMelech, and then we have Kedushas HaMakom by Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Bayis and the Azara. That's Das HaRambam Perek Vav Halacha Yud Dalet. Das Tosis is different. that David was Makadish the Azara, but the Brisker Rav is going with the Rambam. That's why you get you're a salaried worker for Brisk if you go with the Rambam, right? How do you go off the Rambam? So according to this, the Rav answered the Stira that Tosis asks, that in the Gemara it says that David was Makadish the Ritzpa, and in Zvachim Daf Samach it's Mavur that in Chav Dalet it's Mavur that David was Makadish the Ritzpa, and in Zvachim Samach it's Mavur that Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Mikdash. So how do you figure? So answers the Brisker Rav that the Bechira was Al Yidei David Al Pigod HaNavi, and the Kedusha was Niskacha Al Yidei Shlomo. And according to the Brisker Rav, we understand the Rambam that at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam writes Mitzvah Esei Livnos Bayis Lashem Shenemar Vasuli Mikdash. And at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam writes that three mitzvahs were commanded to the Jewish people when they went into Eretz Israel to appoint a king, etc., destroy Amalek, etc., and to build the Beis HaBechira Shenemar L'Shichnos Sidru Shuvos Hashama, and the Lecha Mishnah and everybody else in their aunt Henny was Oymed on the Shaila. Why does the Rambam bring two different Makoris? Letzarech to teach us the mitzvah of Bnias HaMikdash, one is L'Shichnot Tidushu Vatsham, one is Vatsu L'Mikdash Shechanti B'Soicham. What do you need two different Makoris for? But the answer is the famous rule in real estate: location, location, location. You have to see where they're written. What is this that it says Shalosh Mitzvahs Nitzavu Yisrael B'Shnas Kisasam Loretz? So I understand how Modas Melech V'Chorz Zara Shel Amalek, it's Meforish B'Ksuvim, that that's only after their Yoresh Ha'esa Aretz V'Yeshvu Ba. But Mitzvahs B'Nias HaMikdash, they were ready Mitzavu in the Midbar, as it says V'Asu Li Mikdash. So how can you say that it's only when they get into Eretz Yisrael? Rather, the mitzvah of Bnias Mikdash Lechud and the mitzvah Livnoisei B'Mokom HaNivchar Lechud. B'Midbar Nitztavu Al Etzem Asiyas HaMikdash. In the Midbar, they were commanded just to make a Mikdash, but there was not chosen a specific place. But only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, it says ki ela makom she yifchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivchem mikol shivtechem lasum es shemoy sham lishichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. So that's after yivchar Hashem, that's the mugger to build a base habechira. In other words, build a bayis b'makom hanivchar, in the eternal capital of the Jewish people, what they call today. So that is what the Rambam was talking about in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Beginning of Hilchos Melachim, excuse me. It would be better if it was Beis HaBechira. But Hilchos Melachim, the Ram was talking about Beis HaBechira, that's the Makom HaNivchar. They have to build it specifically in that place. And in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam was talking about the general Vasuli Mikdash, the general mitzvah of Kedushas HaMikdash Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichem. So those are the two different Makaris. Al Kedusha, that you have to have a holy place, and then Beis HaBechira, in where is that holy place going to be? In the chosen place. Two Makaris. So if so, we understand that the Isser Bamos, after they came to Yerushalayim, is Talui B'Bechiras Oysoi Makom, and it's not Talui B'Kedushas HaMakom Dafka. And so it emerges from Pshuto Shel Mikra at the beginning of Parashas Re'eh, that was Minamek, that explained the Heter HaBamos B'Knisasam La'aretz, with that they haven't yet come El HaMinucha Ve'El HaNachala. They haven't yet come El Menucha Ve'El HaNachala, and the place was not chosen yet, Asher Yishaken Hashem Shemo Sham, that Hashem's name is going to dwell there, His Holiness is going to dwell there. Their place wasn't yet chosen, and therefore you're allowed to have Bamas. But once the place is chosen, then you can no longer have Bamas. It's not totally in Kedushas HaMakom, it's Talui in Bechira Samakom. And so is Mizbar Midibri HaMechilta at the beginning of Parshas Bo. Achelo Nivcha Eretz Yisrael, all our ratzos were ksheros ledibros. We've had a lot of shiurim on this over the years. I hope you're following all of them. There are about 4,000, but I know I've heard all of them. So I see reasons why other people would not have, but what can I do? I hope people do. I'll call upon him. Before, it says in the Mechilta that Ad Shalom Nivchor Eretz Yisrael, all our ratzis were ksheros ledibros ledvar Hashem lenevuah. Misha Nivchor Eretz Yisrael, Yatsu kol our ratzis. Now Eretz Yisrael is the chosen. Ad Shalom Nivchora Yerushalayim, all Eretz Yisrael was ksher lemizbechos. Misha Nivchor Yerushalayim, Yatsas Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael is no longer kosher lemizbechos, only Yerushalayim. As it says, Yisham Lecham Pentaleo Losecha, B'chol Makom Asher Tira, no. Kim b'magom asher yivchar, you're only allowed to bring your olos in the chosen place. Ad shelo nivchar beis olamim ha'isi Yerushalayim ro'i l'shechina. Before the beis olamim was chosen, all of Yerushalayim was ro'i l'shechina. Mishenivchar beis olamim, but after the beis olamim was chosen, in other words, the makom ha'mikdash, Yatzas Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is no longer able to be the makom ha'mikdash. Shenema ki bochar Hashem b'tzion. Va'omer zos menuchasi adei ad. This is my place of menucha. And then it says, Vayter, before Aaron was chosen, all Jews were kosher lekuna, mishenivchar Aaron, yatzu kol Yisrael, atcho nivchar David, all Jews were kosher lemalchus, after David was chosen, yatzu kol Yisrael. So we see mefurash that the bechira is what's motzi other mekomos mehakrava. Just like Eretz Yisrael was motzi all other rutzes for Dibur, for Dvar Hashem, for Nevuah, David, we're not talking about a chalois kiddush, we're talking about bechira. That's the mahus of bechira, that it's misayim, it's mavdil, it sets it apart from all of the others. We've also had shiurim about Malchus Beis David. It's one of my favorite topics. I have a shvachkeit, a weakness for learning about Inyanei Mikdash, Yerushalayim, and Malchus Beis David. So the Bechira is what makes it chosen, and that's why Isser Bamos come after they came to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim was chosen. And so is Meduktuk Beperish HaMishnah La Rambam Megillah Daftes, that the Isser Bamos emerges from Bechiras Yerushalayim, and so is Meduktuk Lashono Bilchus Yisodei HaTorah Perek Tes Halacha Gimel Kegon Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel Shehikriv Oila Bechutz VYerushalayim Nivcheres Lekach VaMakriv Bechutz Chayiv Korei. So again, it's because Yerushalayim was Nivchar. So the Isser Bamos comes from the time Yerushalayim was chosen, not from the time Yerushalayim was sanctified, and the chosenness is eternal. Jerusalem, the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Birat HaNetzach Shel Am HaYehudi. And that's what it is. That's what it is. And Memeila, since Yerushalayim is so chosen, doesn't matter that the Kedusha went, even if you all the Kedusha went away, but you can no longer build Bamos. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Melchus Bechira, Aloch Gimel Paskins, that the Isser Bamos is Noeg La'olam, even Bizman Hazeh. The Ravid wasn't Masig. And even though the Ravid holds that Kedusha Samikdash, the Yerushalayim B'Tela Bizman Hazeh, he still holds that the Isser Bamos is forever, even Bizman Hazeh. So it's Much that he holds, like the opinion of Reb Chaim Cohen that we mentioned, that Kedusha L'chud, U'Bechira L'chud, and the Isser Bamos is Talui B'Bechira of the place, and that is not Batel L'Olam. So in this light, we can say, says Hagoyin, Rav Ariyav Ozer Shlita, that the mitzvah of Moira Mikdash is also talui bebechiras hamakom v'lav dafka b'kedushaso b'foa, because the Meiri writes in Yevamos daf vav and in Brachas daf samach aleph that the mitzvah of Moira midoraisa is only b'makom hamikdash, but going in b'makel, with your walking stick and with your shoes on the rest of the mountain, not in the actual Makom HaMikdash, that is only Midirabbanan. But Mipshat Divrei HaRambam Beis HaBechira Perek Zayin, it would appear that the mitzvah of Mora is Shayich B'chol HaHar, because when he writes Mitzvahs Esei LiYira Min HaMikdash Shenemar u'mikdashi tiro, he brings biur hamitzvah. What is yira? Lo yikonis adam laharabayis. Not only makom hamikdash, but even harabayis. B'maklo with his walking stick, or minol with his shoes, etc. Vein tzarich lomar shatz alark b'chol harabayis. Then I'll let a spitter harabayis chas v'shalom. Lo yis harabayis derosh yikonis mipesach v'yatzim pesach shekinegda. You're not allowed to make it. So you can go in one way, go out the other way, if you make it convenient to pass through there. So Pshat HaDvarim teaches us that all of these dinim of Moira Mikdash apply equally to Har HaBayis as they do to the actual Makom HaMikdash, and so learn Hasraf HaGoyin Bal Avnei Nezer in Yerideya Simen Tafnun Ois Yudal Al Pimashmos HaGemara, as Rabbi Yosef ben Arza points out, that all of these dinim are d'oraisa, even b'chol ahar, because that's how he explains the ikar mitzvah of mora. And we can explain the reason. The har is not a mikdash, so why is there mora mikdash? But since the whole har was chosen, lios roy livnos bo habayis, like the Rambam writes, Beis HaBechira Vav Yud, Yeshlam Limsho Chazara Adamokim Sheyirtsu Mei Har HaBayis Mashma Lo Michutzalo. It's Mashma only in the Mokum of Har HaBayis they're allowed to be Mamshich the Azar, and not outside, that the whole Har and that alone was chosen for Hashroas Hashchina, and therefore the mitzvah of Mora is Bechol Oso HaMokum HaNivchar, that whole chosen place, because that's where the Bayis is Roi to be built, even though b'fo'al it wasn't miskadesh kulo b'kedushas hamikdash, because mitzvahs mora itzluya b'bechiras hamakom u'b'ra'iyuto lihiyot kodesh, and whether it's roi to be kodesh and not kedusha b'fo'al. The Heilige, or Sameach, writes there in the Rambam, and his Osof, the Shebisof Sefer Zmanim, and in the Meshechachim, and the Maftir of, and the Haftar of Tetzaveh, and the beginning of Parshas Naso. So he shows a number of Makoros L'Divrei HaRambam, that Ein Rishus L'Harchiv HaZoros Michutz L'Har, it says Behar Hashem Geiroeh, ובתרגם בהר נחלוסך מקדש השם קוננו ידך בתורה דאחסנתך עשר מסכן לבייס שכינתך. So in the mountain of your inheritance, the place that's prepared for the Beis Shechina, so not only the Mokum HaMikdash, but the whole mountain is prepared for the Beis Shechina. The Har Hashem Yeroah, the whole holy mountain. So too in the Medrash, Shmos Rabba Bol Tesvav, it says, Imein Ata Nosein Li Beis HaMikdash Tavkufam Al Tavkufam Alon Asata Li Klum. So where, what, this is the Midas Shetach of the whole Har. So we see that the whole Har could be Miskadish B'Kedushas HaMikdash, but not outside the Har. There's a tzad in the Yerushalmi that mitzvahs riyas panim is miskayemes in the entire har. And we understand very well according to this that hamakom hanivchar hu hahar, the hamitzvah he livnos habayis b'makom hahar. Like the Or HaSameach brings miluim shebesof sefer amad hilchos beis habechira, another makor for the Rambam from the Mechilta, ad shelo nivchar beis olamim, that we mentioned earlier, haya Yerushalayim roi l'shchina mishenivchar beis olam yatsu Yerushalayim kenever kibarach Hashem b'tzion. And what's tzion? Tzion is the har v'yivchar, etc. It's har tzion asher oiv. So Makom HaBechira is the Har Kulo. The Urayim says that their dinim is suyam, and they were said in the Mikdash, they were also said in the Har, and Shinayin Vav, like Isuna Tias 8, was said about the whole Har. And also, it says, Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil, that's also b'chol ahar, that has to be alpi navi, v'ein l'shanos, look at Reb David Rappaport in the Mikdash David and Simon Chav Zayin. So we can say, therefore, that mitzvah moira mikdash exists d'oraisa b'chol ahar, v'toiras hamakom hanivchor lehashroas ha-shchina. And a big raya for this is Bracha Samach Beis Hamad Beis, Lo yikanes laharabais b'min olo is learned from the pasuk shal lechem aruglecha that was said at the sneh, and there it's not out the din of the mikdash, but rather out din of hashras hashchina, so hashras hashchina, which includes the har. So we can say that even though according to the Ravid that kedushas hamikdash is betela b'churbano, the essay of Mora Mikdash is kayam because of bechiras hamakom, and it's royal hashras hashchina, and this bechira is kayemes le'olme olamim. And that's why there's an Isser Bamos Bizman Azeh, and that's why there's an Isser of Moira Mikdash Bizman Azeh, and that's why it's Bechol Shetach Ahar, because the entire area of the mountain is Roi Le Beis HaMikdash. And so concludes the Heiligem in Chaschinuch, Reishon and Dalid, that it could be that also according to the Ravid there is a mitzvah of Moira Mikdash Midairaisa, the Makom HaMikdash, since Yerushalayim was chosen, and that's a Nachala Le'olme Olamim! Visham Ibana Habayis Lo Asid Lavo, and Azoyat Gizok Chazal, Zogin Chazal, Me Oilam Lo Zaza Shchina Mikoisel Amaharavi, Shira Shirim Rabba Beis, Midrash Tilim Yud Aleph. And that would mean that it still has, doesn't have the same level as it used to have, but it still has. Even if you hold Kedusha's Betela, but you can't say that there's nothing there. Even according to the Ravid, there's still something there. There's still a level of Kedusha there, there's still Shechina there, and we should be zochot to see the Binyan B'meher of Yameinu. Okay, so we have a lot more to do, sweet friends. This is a topic, a Welt topic, I'm saying. This is a Mekif Olamot. But we have a lot more to say. But Baruch Hu give us the koach, the moach, the financial means that we're completely totally in Hashem, our parnasa and our lives and our health and our ability to talk and our ability to understand and our ability to hear everything is totally in Hashem. So Baruch Hu give us all the faculties and we should be zocha lilmodu lelamein lishmor v'lasa l'kaim is called divrei samu terasa b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.